The show that I'm touring around the country right now, and but this seems like an opportunity to kind of really get into the sounds of this setup that I have, which is relatively new. So it'll be an experiment with this good PA and the room. I bought this instrument just before leaving New Mexico, a little over 3 weeks now, I guess. It's from 1977. It's a very simple keyboard, which is why I liked it. But I'd never played one before. I bought it sight unseen on the internet, and it's in perfect condition. It's pretty amazing. But it's got five different sounds on it, which is really just two sounds. They all seem to sound pretty much the same, two categories. And but I bought it because I like that I can stick pedals in here. And the keyboard is good enough, and then the lid sticks on, it's a case, and you go, right? So it's so beautiful in a lot of different ways. And then these are, I assume that you're all interested in this kinds of stuff. I just am gonna assume that. So these two pedals are made by Barefoot FX out of St. Louis. It's just a distortion and a fuzz. And then this is Electro-Harmonix B9. It's made to it's got all these organ presets to it. But then you can really fuck with them in all these different ways, and of course everything's getting messed with. And then this one is a frequency analyzer ring modulator that Electro-Harmonix made specifically for John Dietrich, the guitarist of Deerhoof. And he and I are friends, and we play a lot together. Anyway, so he kind of just gave it to me. And so
you got a CD with him on it, right?
Oh yeah, one of our albums there. And so yeah, and I've got a bunch of albums with a lot of different amazing musicians. So check those out. Okay, and all right, I'll see you later.
Goodbye.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
No.
Trees and advertising. See word.
That was a hell of a soundtrack to Gumby is what it was.
Yeah.
Oh man. I should have turned around.
I know. I couldn't see it from where I was. You guys lucked out. Where, oh, this side of the room.
It's pretty great seeing Gumby again.
Now every time Gumby's eyes twitched, it meant something.
Sure.
You were making his eyes do that.